Oh, hey. That's strange. Audio Boo is giving me 10 minutes now to record instead of just the 9. Someone used my referral link maybe and got me an extra minute? I don't know. Baffling. Anyway, I won't waste the entire minute of being amazed at how I've got an entire new minute. But I will waste most of it apparently. Anyway, this is the Pete from thepete.com. If you're already following me, you know that. So, this is just my weekly check-in. Last week, there was kind of a screw-up, I think it was last week, because for some reason the Audioboo app did not want to upload on Monday, so it ended up going Wednesday. When it ended up going up on Wednesday, a little annoying. But on time today. So it's Monday. Well, hopefully it'll be uploaded if it works. This is actually on my brand spanking new iPhone 5S. Very excited to get this early birthday present from the dad. And it's pretty cool. I picked it up pretty cheap on at Virgin Mobile. It's substantially cheaper, and it is the top 64 gig model, which of course translates to 57 gigs in reality, in practical space. I hate that trend. I bought a Western Digital 2 terabyte drive, and when I plugged it in, it only had 1.81 terabytes. Not really 2 terabytes. I mean, that's a substantial difference. That's nearly 200 gigs less. I mean, you can't still buy hard drives that are 200 gigs, but you can get them for that are 500 gigs. So, anyway, I'm just whining because I'm just seeing even more capitalism run amok here. And a good example, actually, not a great example, but it's an okay example. My MacBook Pro, I'm totally an Apple guy. I do have some non-Apple products, of course, because it is good to be well-rounded if you're considering yourself a tech geek or a tech buff or whatever word you want to use, derogatory or not. But this is about Apple. I've had a MacBook Pro since 2010. Had a black MacBook before that, which I ran into the ground. And some fine friends and acquaintances of mine on the internet helped me raise money, or gave me money basically, to buy a new MacBook Pro, the one I am talking about now. And that was very cool, and I really appreciate it. And I got 4 solid good years of use out of it, and was still using it up until this past week. And unfortunately, it started crashing to a colored screen. If you want to see some amusing photos of my crashed MacBook Pro over the last couple of weeks, check out my Instagram. It's Mr. The Pete on Instagram, not The Pete, sadly. But yeah, so the MacBook Pro would crash to a colored screen. Most of the time just black, but sometimes it was white, and sometimes it would rotate colors. I've had red, purple, blue, green. I had this weird smog where it was like brownish towards the top of the screen, but lighter towards the bottom. It was very strange. Anyway, so this was happening every once in a while, and I trace it back to after I upgraded to OS 10.7. I can't keep all the stupid cat names straight, so forgive me for not being more specific than just 10.7. And so I started having that problem, and I thought, well, maybe 10.8 will fix it. So I upgraded it, or is it 10.8? Yeah, 10.8. And I thought maybe that would fix it. Although I think I just jumped past it to 10.9 at that point because Mavericks was free. So yes, that's right, I paid for 10.7. Stupid. And then Mavericks was free. So I jumped up to Mavericks, and then my machine just started running really, really slowly and crashing a little bit more. And so then I thought, well, forget it. I'm just going to clean install 6 again, go back to 10.6. So I've been using 10.6, 10.6.8 for a while, and the crashes have been getting worse and worse and worse. And so finally, I started Googling about the problem, and it turns out this is a problem with mid-2010 15-inch MacBook Pros. The funny thing is, I only have a 13-inch, so but it's definitely a common problem with this particular model. Apparently, Apple was fixing it for free, but I only recently started having the problem, and I've missed the window apparently. So I'm gonna try to make an appointment to bring it in. But in the meantime, I've got a ton of work to do. And so I've been trying to get everything off of there, except it's impossible because the MacBook Pro won't stay on long enough, like I get to the login screen, and seconds after typing in the login info, it just dies. It just crashes on me, and I'm stuck. And so I bought a couple Western Digital 2 terabyte drives, like I mentioned earlier, and I've been using them to copy stuff off of. I have this HFS Explorer application on my old Windows 7 netbook that I've been using to copy things off of the Mac drives onto NTFS Windows drives, which are going to be readable by both the netbook and my Raspberry Pi. Yes, I am a tech buff, as I said. And my Raspberry Pi is going to be my media server eventually. But I've just been madly copying stuff off, and everything that I've been working on is at a standstill. So I've got this website called petesofficial.com, and it's got some stuff on there, just a few things that I've actually had on other websites that I've just sort of transplanted. But I've got new products that I want to put up, and I just haven't been able to because all my graphics were stranded on my MacBook Pro, and now I've got them off onto my netbook. But I'm using my netbook to copy all those files, all the rest of the 2 terabytes of data. I have two terabyte drives. I didn't say that twice by accident. I've got a lot of freaking data, and I need to copy it onto Windows drives so I can access it and write it and edit it and all that fun stuff. So it's just been really difficult, to the point where when I log into my netbook, I cringe a little. Like, I feel like it's about to crash on me, even though I've not had any problems with my netbook ever. And actually, that's not true. I did have some problems, but I won't go into that because I've only got 3 minutes left. So I'm really appreciating that extra minute where I blathered on about how I had an extra minute. Anyway, so it's really frustrating because I'm so close to getting some really cool stuff up, some new designs, Skelly-chan and Judgy Bear, and some other characters as well. And, you know, I just want to create stuff and get it out there. You know, that's my goal in life, to just be a storyteller and have a channel for those stories to get to everyone who wants to consume my stories. That's my goal in life. And, this setting up this website is part of it, and it's a big part of it. So I just need to get back to that. And if I can just get all these stupid file tricks out of the way, I will be all set. So, yeah, Apple, this is the perfect example, see, because if the window was still open for replacing this MacBook, I would have just taken it in already and just said, okay, fix it, and I would have just, I don't know how long it would have taken, and then I could have come back and transferred stuff off the other drive. But now I'm sort of hesitating because they're probably going to charge me. And if it is the motherboard, which is what a lot of the forum posts I've read have said, it's going to cost me like $500, in which case it's not really that worth it. Because I really wasn't using my MacBook Pro as a portable device anyway. It just sat on my desk. And, you know, I used it a lot in the background, crunching video. And I use it for web design and stuff like that. So it's not unuseful. It's just I don't need the portable laptop part of it. So if they're going to charge me $500 to fix it, I might as well just save the $500, throw an extra $100 on there, and go get a Mac Mini, which would function the same way. In fact, the bottom of the line Mac Mini is $600, and it's a slightly better machine than my laptop, my 2010 MacBook Pro. So anyway, so it's just one of those baffling things where I just wish I could just take this in and have them fix it, since it's obviously a defect on their end, and they've admitted it, that it's a defect. So, anyway, my not-so-random musing for this week is over, although I might start taking to Audioboo more often, since I have an even 10 minutes. Kind of liked having the uneven 9 minutes, but whatever, that's fine. 10 is cool. Especially with my handy-dandy iPhone 5S, I can just whip it out whenever I want, right, ladies? I don't know what that was supposed to mean. But thanks for listening, if you have been, which I assume you have, since you're hearing this, and you're probably nodding your head or going, you idiot, or something like that. This has been The Pete from, you know, the website, thepete.com. Please check it out, or if you want to do a jump the gun a little bit, go to petesofficial.com. and buy something from there. That'd be great. Thanks. Bye.